kind of a historic day here on the show. I'm proud to be a part of it. We have a new segment. The expectations are high. The production value is even higher.
The motivation behind it. Noodles has been listening to this man for close to 10 years, if not 10 years.
This is my ninth year. Nine years with Brian Hayes.
Seven for me. Mm. So he loves a hot take, and it's about time we dive into some of them and then have a take on his hot takes. It's called Hazy B or Hazy Be Quiet.
I am the smartest man alive!
Hazy B?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Or Hazy Be Quiet.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I'm a loser, baby.
All right, well done.
Fritz, they're playing the song, I'm a loser, baby.
So I know there's going to be a lot.
Yeah. Are you guys looking forward to Monday, by the way, when he comes back? Because he is going to have a long list of things.
Oh, he'll have O-Dog's like a loser segment. Yeah. Or Noodles is a jerk. Or...
All right.
Yeah.
This is how it's going to work. We're going to listen to a hot take from Hazy B and say, Hazy B, good point, Brian. Or Hazy, be quiet. Are we ready?
Ready to rock.
We're ready.
Let's hear one of Hazy B's takes.
So what does Ovechkin have? He's got, I think, 7 or 8 Rocket Richards. I say he wins at least 3 more.
Ooh.
I'm on that. Rocket Richard.
3
at
more?
At least 3 more from Hazy B.
Give me the, that's a good point, Brian.
That's a good point, Brian.
Yes. Yeah, give me that. I mean, this guy does is score goals, and I don't see him slowing down. He's 34 years old. And, yeah, it's not going to like the rest of this season, but he'll come back next year in January. I could see him getting 3 more because I think he's going to play at least 6 more years.
Yeah, that's the big question for me is how many more seasons does he actually really go after this Gretzky record? I think he's around 4, 5, 6 years. I think he's got 3 more. Hazy B.
That's a good point, Brian.
Case dismissed.
Give me the moron.
You're a moron.
I just think Ovi, as dynamic as the guy is, nobody can score goals. I think he's the greatest goal scorer of all time. This layoff, I think sooner or later he's going to put on some LBs and he slows down. I'm going to go Hazy, be quiet.
Okay. They just had a second child, too, so who knows? Fatherhood could take him down.
Who knows? You never know. Sooner or later, the wheels fall off of this guy. He hits everything in sight. Mm-hmm. He goes 100 miles an hour every time he's on the ice. I got to go Hazy, be quiet, and I love saying Hazy, be quiet. You're a moron.
You're a moron.
Give me one more take. Give me another take here.
Yeah. People are saying Columbus might be an issue for the Maple Leafs. I don't see it. I think that playing round, the Leafs are going to roll.
Ooh, okay.
So Leafs roll over the Columbus Blue Jackets from Hazy B. Nick Foligno had comments. Everyone's saying the grit and determination of the Blue Jackets. Leafs roll from Hazy B. Thoughts?
What does roll mean? Like a sweep? Like
whatever. It's roll.
You know what?
I don't need to describe it to you, D-Roll. Come
okay.
on.
All right. Sorry. I think the Leafs win the series in 5, which is not a roll. So Hazy, be quiet.
You're a
moron. Yeah.
That's the thing. Roll is tough because I think they will win, but I've said this.
Let's just call it make it. We're gonna describe roll as make easy work of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Which I don't think they're not gonna make easy.
No, it's gonna be a real grind. So I would say Hazy, be quiet on that one. That's tough.
I'm gonna go good point, Brian.
Wow.
Really?
That's a good point, Brian.
Yeah, wow. I like the Leafs. I think they're going to be fresh, young legs. And sooner or later, I know they're still young and they got a lot of time. I think Austin Matthews, Morgan Rielly, Freddie Anderson, Mitch Marner, John Tavares. I think sooner or later, one of these series, they step up and they dominate and they be what Kyle Dubas envisioned them to be. And I think it could be against the Columbus Blue Jackets. I say, good point, Brian.
Case dismissed.
Yes. Thank you, Hazy B.
I like it. It's like he's here with us.
Let's hit another one.
I totally agree with Max Scherzer. Baseball players should not take any more cuts.
No more cuts from ball players. Give me the moron.
You're a moron.
Yeah. I think they have to have an understanding here of what's going on in the world, and things aren't normal. There's going to be no fans in the building. It's either, okay, don't do that or don't make any money at all. I think that's a moronic comment by Hazy B, and I'm saying, Hazy, be quiet all day on that one.
I agree with you on that one. Hazy, be quiet.
You're a moron.
The whole world is losing money because of the pandemic. Even, you know, we talked about how there is a difference between NBA players and NHL players and how they've had their paychecks, but those businesses are going to be affected for the next couple of years. Like, what do you think the salary cap and what HR
are? Dude, it's take a cut or take nothing, or nothing.
Right.
Like, don't you want a cut of a lot of money? Like, just make something as opposed
to
nothing.
Exactly. And it's just going to kill, like, the image of the sport. Like, we keep talking about 94. How many people turned their back on baseball, and it took them until, like, McGuire and Sosa to get back into Major League Baseball?
Here's what I'll say, and here's why I'm going to agree with him and say it's a good point, Brian.
That's a good point, Brian.
Here's why. Oh, no.
They've already said they're going to take a cut. They're conceding. They're actually
saying. They said no more after that. There was no more after that.
Okay, so if you said, I will take a cut for the greater good.
Jamie, we sat out a year for nothing. Whatever they say goes. Yeah, that's the bottom line.
But the thing is that's exactly what I'm saying. The owners know that they're going to pit them against each other.
And they should, because they run the show. Whatever they say goes. They either take it or they make zero.
But they want the pro-rated salary, which was brought up before the pandemic actually happened, and they were before they knew they were coming back with empty stadiums. So the business plan is out the window.
What I'm saying is, at some point, the players have to go, enough is enough. We've conceded. You need to concede. Let's work together.
Play a 50-game season.
Right. So I think Brian makes a good point. It's enough.
No.
And then we're going to move forward. All the owners are trying to do is go, oh, you want to shake my hand? No problem. We'll shake your hand. Oh, I need a hug, too. I need a hug. Now I need a kiss. They continue to push the line. You got to stand up at some point.
Okay.
Let's get to the next one, Brian.
I'm hearing a lot of golf chatter out there that I will easily break 120 at the National. Easily.
You're a moron.
Easily break.
Just play this stupid comment again. Play it again.
I'm hearing a lot of golf chatter out there that I will easily break 120 at the National. Easily.
I mean, have an idea.
What golf chatter? I wonder, like, is he...
Well, he's hearing people say that he's going to shoot 200.
But is he going to golf clubs? And he's like, what do you guys think? Like,
I don't know. He says he's going to break 120 at the National easily. I'm going moron. Hazy, be quiet.
You're a moron!
Wow. I'm not privy to the National, but all I've done is sat back and listened to people talk about it, including my neighbor, who's a member. Yeah.
That's not 200, Jamie. It's 120.
120 is very rich.
Rich.
Now, I think he's a good golfer, but a buck 20. When people are saying, if you're a 15 handicap, a buck 20 is tough. If you have an off day, we're not factoring in cameras. You're the guy that everyone's staring at, like the pressure. I he's going to beat 200, a buck 20. I'm not believing it.
Hazy, be quiet all the way around the
moron.
World.
Yeah.
Not even a match because he's going up against himself, I guess.
Yeah, that's going to be against the course.
Yeah, I guess it's him against the course. That's going to be played in the fall, most likely, right?
Yes.
Like, I wonder.
Don't know. They're not allowing guests right now, so we can't get it cooking.
Would the greens be a little easier in the fall? A little slower?
Dude, they're butter at all times. They're perfect.
Like, it's like putting on a pool table.
Well, they're the best greens in Canada. Nope. Put it that way. So.
Or the worst.
depending on the way you view it.
Hazy, be quiet.
You're a moron.
Any more takes from Hazy B?
I got to be honest. I've surveyed the neighborhood. I've been driving around, walking around, and I've seen what's up in terms of lawn care around the neighborhood. Mine is easily the best. May not even be that close. I'm leaning towards setting up a maintenance gig on the side.
Oh, come on. A maintenance gig on the side.
I love
it. He's got the hat and everything.
I love it. I believe
we have to go around the horn and say, Hazy, be quiet. That's enough. Enough of the garden talk.
Get your damn act together.
Thank you, Mullen. Thank you.
Yeah, that one. I don't know if he's going to have his own gardening show or anything like that.
No, he's going to come up with his own Jiffy app.
I just don't believe it.
I don't either. It's no, hazy, I'm be not, quiet around the horn. Anybody says anything less, leave the show.
Nah, this opens him out. Like, he can easily pull this off. All he has to do is lawn care for his next-door neighbor, and bam, he says he has a business. So I'm going to say Hazy B.
Wow.
No way. Yeah. That's such an ass-kiss move for the guy you're substituting for.
Well, hey, if he cuts his neighbor's grass once, he can say, and his neighbor's like, here's $10. There's a business.
Well,
that's true.
I don't know. Yeah. I think he's talking mulch, paving, the whole nine.
He's all over the mulch, you know that.
Yeah, that's true.
He loves the mulch. Is that all we got, Mulz?
Yeah, I think we're going to...
Jays will make the playoffs in a 50-game season.
Why am Hazy B on that one? We talked about that maybe yesterday. Those young studs, upgraded pitching staff, I think Hazy B all the way. Good point, Brian.
That's a good point, Brian.
Mm. Yep, good point, Brian. I agree. Like, it just... 50-game season, like, it's all the marbles. Like, it's just shortened. You go for a sprint, young guys, big bats. I agree. That's a good point, Brian.
That's a good point, Brian.
I don't want to be a hypocrite because yesterday I said 40%. I think that they make it very interesting, but they will fall short regardless. So that's a Hazy Be Quiet.
You're a moron!
Well, boys, that is the first edition of Hazy Be.
I like
Hazy
it.
Be Quiet. We just pick clips of hot takes from Brian Hayes. We pick them apart. We dissect them. The lawn one was tough. Can I hear the lawn one before we go to break? Like, I gotta
be honest. I've surveyed the neighborhood. I've been driving around, walking around, and I've seen what's up in terms of lawn care around the neighborhood. Mine is easily the best. May not even be that close. I'm leaning towards setting up a maintenance gig on the side.
I mean, have an idea.
Oh. I love
Take it.
It
to break, D-Roll.
I
Take
love it.
Will this segment be played when he returns next week?
Absolutely. We are playing it.
I love it.